Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Hard to believe the Steelers are in first place, AFC North, but we are absolutely 3-1. We're kings of the AFC North. Super Bowl, here we come. Bad Bunny, we're coming. Bad Bunny, what the hell is that? All right, fine. So last night, the Cincinnati Bengals, without Joe Burrow, who's a great quarterback, I mean, a great guy, great quarterback, great everything, without him, it was brutal. It was just brutal. And the Baltimore Ravens don't look very good right now either, amazingly. So, you know, I don't think the Steelers look great, but compared to the Rat Birds and also the Bungles, you know, we look fantastic. Cleveland Browns, I don't know. But we're on top of the AFC North. Quarter of the season is already over. We're on top. It's the damnedest thing. It really is. And Aaron Rodgers, he still has it. He really does. As do I. Okay, this segment we always leave for a very special guest. He is the legendary Valley OTR truck driver, Mr. Big Willie. We don't know if he was named after the radio station or if the radio station was named after him. Doesn't much matter. The bottom line is he is our very special guest, and we welcome him back again from his Freightliner Cascadia 125, that luxurious state-of-the-art cab. How you doing this morning, Mr. Willie?
Hey, good morning, Dimitri. How's everybody doing?
What's that rattling sound? What is that noise? We're on the radio here. We're trying to be professional here. What the hell are you doing?
It's called work, buddy. Work. W-O-R-K.
So, where are you right now? What are you up to?
When you want authenticity and a real truck driver, that's what you got.
Oh, my
God. You didn't just hire some fly-by-night guy named Big Willie to come out here and just act like he's doing something.
So what are you doing? What is the clamoring? What's that noise?
Well, I'm dropping off these great Toyota forklifts in Pittsburgh at Penn West. What is it, Penn? Yeah, Penn West Toyota forklifts. So they could sell them out to somebody else, I guess. They came from Detroit, and I brought them down. And they usually go on a drive-in, so they were surprised to see me. And because there's no way to tie him down, and I tried to tell the guy that, but he didn't care, and I didn't care, and it paid the same, so I took him and left.
All right, fair enough. So that's the rattling noise in the background, forklifts.
Yeah, one more rattle, and then you'll hear chains.
Thank God. So what exactly is going on with you? What are you upset about today? Home life still chaotic, or what's going on?
Every day there's something going on, Major, every day.
Well, that Christie.
I want to start by saying about the Charlie Kirk thing.
Yes.
He used to have Israeli forces as security, and he got rid of them. Now they are a Christian group, and he hired them, how that goes. So they're definitely looking into it, what I can find. And then I also researched some stuff, and I found this out, that Erica Kirk, the wife of Charlie Kirk, her dad was a defense contractor, technological person or whatever, and he helped design the Iron Dome in Israel.
Wow. Wow. That's pretty darn impressive.
A lot of connections to Israel. Israel seems to be the plot of everything. I think something's going to happen in the next couple of days, if not today, in the world. I think this meeting that they're having with Trump down at Quantico is a cover-up. I don't know. Why else would they bring all the generals and say, oh, we're just going to change ethics, in the military? They've never done it. They never had a meeting like this. To me, it seems like they're bringing everybody in to protect them and to be able to control something that's about to happen, and they're just putting on a smoke screen. You know what I mean? I think there's something going on there. But that's just me. I like conspiracies. I like to know the truth. I like to debunk it. And my mind's always going. I know you shouldn't do that, but I think there's something up there. There's something definitely going on. So, but other than that, I just wanted to make sure I clarify that it's not an Israeli group, so he's not a badass like our guy we got there at the station, Jeff.
No, not Jeff. No, we call him Nathan. Natan, they called him in Israel when he was with IDF, and they still let him keep his Uzi. Yeah, we're talking. Point it down. Point it down. Okay, yeah, he's a no-nonsense guy.
He gets lax there, I think, sometimes. He starts talking to Trap Dog, and he gets a little lax.
I hear you.
Yeah, this whole, happy kids thing is crazy. Mm. Just crazy, man.
What's going on?
I don't know how people deal with it. They tell you stuff, and then the next thing you know, when you start digging in, because that's how I am, like I just said, I like to find out the truth. There's always something else going on.
Like what?
And there's always something left out.
Like what?
So I take the oldest daughter. She's in the band now and all this stuff of her past the volleyball thing. We take her over, and I drop her off last Saturday at Meadowbrook, and they're like, oh, we got this big festival thing today. I'm like, I ain't know nothing about it. Oh, well, you don't have the app where we tell everybody everything? I said, no. Oh, she didn't tell you? I said no. So I went over and I found the band director, Mr. Harvey, cool guy. I seen his kids. We used to go with my younger kids to the YMCA for gymnastics and stuff. So talked to him for a minute, and he gave me all the information. Well, they come to find out that they need volunteers. They've been asking for a month, this and that. And apparently teenagers don't want their parents around them. So I didn't know this. I thought I was cool. Ain't I cool?
Wait a minute. Let me see if I understand this. Your daughter does not want you around her friends and other associates at school. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, apparently.
I'm stunned. I must say I'm stunned.
Yeah, she didn't come out directly and say it.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did, actually. Yeah.
Being an ex-teenager myself, I can understand why.
Yeah.
But I went over, and so they needed volunteers for the food shack or whatever, concession stand. So I went ahead, and I said, well, I told him, I said, I want volleyball. That's a chain. Yeah, I don't know if you ever touched one before, but anyhow. I went over and I just went home Saturday, and I said, well, she didn't tell me about it. I was pretty upset. And I told her mom, I said, I like to be a part of stuff. Anybody knows me knows how I am. You know, they know I like to be a part. I like to help people. You know, I like to give them if I got, you know, if I have something I can give them, I'll do it. You know, so anyhow, they tell me about it, and then I get a message on this app about 6:30 at night. I'm cutting the grass, and it says, we really need help at the concession stand. We only got two people. And I said, all right. So I sent a message to the app, and I told them, I said, well, Big Willie's on the way. There's one thing Big Willie knows, it's food and money. And that's what they had, food and money. Give me one second there, folks.
Sure, just take your time. Don't worry. It's the radio show. It's no big deal.
Well, some people got work to do.
You know, yeah, the forklifts in Pennsylvania are so much more important than this, you know, your namesake radio station or whatever. Is this great radio or what? Just take your time. Just unload the forklifts. Don't
this delivery than there is the delivery of the radio.
Don't let me rush you with the forklifts. You just do whatever you need to. We'll just play some music or something like that until you're ready for us. My God. How much are we paying this guy? How much are we paying him? Jesus.
Probably more than you.
Well, that's not setting the bar very high, let me tell you.
No, that's what I'm saying. Maybe a half of a zebra.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
I go over there, and I'm not saying anything, but I know they had problems with the boosters over here, and people were taking money.
What? Wait a minute. Whoa. Don't bury the lead. Hold on here. I think we got breaking news here. What did you just accuse the people of doing at that school?
Oh, I didn't accuse them. It's been on the news over here in Guernsey County that there was discrepancies in the money, basically from the bingo boosters, and they ended up having to shut it down because the people that were running it couldn't get help So when they didn't get enough help, they just figured they'd pay themselves or something. But that's all hearsay as of now.
Oh.
They are trying to, I guess, look into it. And so anyhow, I just, the systems, the way stuff is ran and people I've talked to, I guess everybody's like this. There's no accountability.
So what happened with you and the food truck or the food thing? What exactly happened?
Oh, well, they made me the cash guy, and they had credit and cash. So next thing you know, I said, well, where's my train? They said, well, just wing it. Here's the menu. Here's the prices. And I said, all right. So that's what I did. I just winged it. I got on it, and it turned out great. And then we was busy, and they had over 3,000-some people there to watch these bands. It was actually a good time. I got along with everybody and the parents. And I don't think my daughter liked it too much because I found out a bunch of stuff, and I could go anywhere. And so.
Whoa, wait a minute. Don't bury the lead. You found out a bunch of stuff. What does that mean?
Well, when they go to Disney next year, they made states. They made the state finals in Columbus on October 25th and 26th, I think. So they'll be going to they're going to the Horseshoe at Buckeye Stadium. And I think that's where they have it. And I had to do more research. But according to her, we couldn't go to all this stuff. But according to the other parents, that's the highlight of their year.
Oh, jeez. Sounds like you got a great family life there. I can see why you're on the road all the time.
Yes, I told her. I said, you know what
Jeez.
The big thing is?
Oh, man.
I get to go to Disney World next year.
Oh, man. Next thing you know, when she gets married, she's not going to ask you to walk her down the aisle.
Well, yeah. I don't know if she'll ever get married. She does. God bless her. You know what I mean? Well, I guess I married her mom. Same difference. But I love her mom. Don't get me wrong.
Wait a minute. You did not marry her mom. Common law.
I stayed with her. You're right. You got to correct me. I'm with her mom. That's all.
My goodness.
Common law marriage or whatever the hell.
What the hell kind of family life do you have? The
crazy
more you open your mouth, I'm going.
Crazy one. You had a 7-year-old lost his tooth. He didn't sleep in his bed. And somebody forgot the fairy, the tooth fairy forgot to put a dollar under his
head.
That's because he slept on the couch.
Oh.
Is what the tooth fairy left the note said. Well, you should have slept in your bed and not on the couch.
Oh.
The tooth fairy had to be reprimanded, and we had to write a new note to the tooth fairy because we forgot the money. And then the 5-year-old girl was upset, and she was going to stand by her man, which is her 7-year-old brother, and she was going to beat up the tooth fairy, and it's not right, and the tooth fairy's mean, and everything under the sun, and that's what I deal with every single day. And it's just on and on, and then, I don't know if we got time. Anyhow, I always got time to talk, and so now we got this whole drama with this homecoming coming up, and Cambridge is this Saturday, and Meadowbrook's is next Saturday, and if people don't know, Meadowbrook, Cambridge, and all that, it's only like 40 minutes away from St. Clairsville, so it ain't like I'm 5 hours away or something, but the guy wants her to go to Cambridge's. We've never met the guy, we never met the family. But I found out where he worked, and my buddy's wife runs the store and it's a pizza place, and she said he's okay, but they don't know. I did research, so I'm trying to be sneaky about it to find out who he is. But I don't agree with her going to. She's met the guy one time, talked to him on the phone, and I just don't agree with her going to another school, because what if something happens, and what if he ends up talking to his friends, and she don't know any of the girls over there, she don't know any of the kids over there, and she's already like hard, like she has a hard time in public. So what if she goes there and he just disappears like I did, when I went on dates? I go and talk to my friends and stuff. And, certain things weren't a priority when you're that age, I guess, at certain ages, until you hit a certain age. But anyhow, if I just walked away and disappeared and she don't know anybody, and she's stuck there, and then she's got a college, plus she's a band competition, and if she has a band competition, just started band, and they just got states, if she misses, then that's one missing piece out of the formation. So if anybody wants, it's like...